from Avadhut Rai Das, subject about Srila Prabhupada. About Srila Prabhupada, we hear devotees quoting Chaitanya Mangal, where Lord Chaitanya says, "I will send my Senapati Bhakta." Do you know about that? You've heard about that? Senapati means like a commander-in-chief of an army. So in Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoted as saying that, "I will send my Senapati Bhakta." So that's understood to be Srila Prabhupada for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. There is also the prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also made a similar prediction that very soon a great personality will arise who will teach Krishna consciousness all over the world. On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada says about one astrologer who told him that he was a physician in his previous life. His inclination to play a physician in a children's play and the reason of coming back, not going back to Godhead, the killing of the snake in order to make a medicine from its poison. The two informations we reconciled, but we need also the opinion of other devotees. Just as Drona and Dhara went into the bodies of their source, the Nitya Parshads, Vasudeva and Devaki, similarly Srila Prabhupada should have had an expansion that became one with its origin, the Senapati Bhakta predicted by Lord Chaitanya. What do you think? The question here is that Srila Prabhupada, according to the predictions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I would add to that, according to everything we saw about Srila Prabhupada, appears to be a perfect devotee, directly from the spiritual world. But there is a letter from Srila Prabhupada, in which actually a devotee, Tamal Krishna, before he took sannyas, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, had asked Srila Prabhupada a similar kind of question to this. Who are you? Where did you come from? And Prabhupada said, there was no time, in the letter Prabhupada replied that there was no time in my life when I was not thinking of Krishna. And he said, as far as my previous life is concerned, this appears to have been the subject of Tamal Krishna Maharaj's inquiry, Prabhupada said, "I don't know." But an astrologer said, Prabhupada said, that I was a physician and that I was sinless. Now, that's the one time when Prabhupada referred to that. Yeah, so it seems to be a contradiction, doesn't there, that Prabhupada's supposed to have come directly from the spiritual world. But then he said in his previous life he was a physician. Although he said, "I don't know," but if an astrologer said. Prabhupada didn't give full credence to what the astrologer said. And then on another occasion, just casually, Prabhupada, when speaking with Hari Shori Prabhu, who has recorded that in his transcendental diary, mentioned the same thing, that in my previous life I was a an astrologer said that I was a physician and that I had killed a snake to extract a poison to make a medicine, but that wasn't sinful to do so. That we can understand. It's just like in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that if you, in the performance of your duty, if there's some apparent sinful act, sarvarambha hi dosheena, in every activity in this world there's some fault, but if you do it for the sake of dharma, then there's no fault in that. Just like kshatriyas have to kill, but if they do so for the sake of dharma, that becomes a pious activity and not a sinful activity. So the contention here from Avadhuta Rai Prabhu that Prabhupada had to come back and not go back to Godhead because he killed a snake doesn't fit with what Prabhupada himself said. He said it was There was no sin incurred in killing the snake. And in another letter he said, I was a physician in my previous life and I was sinless. This Prabhupada playing a physician in a children's play, I've never heard of this before. Srila Prabhupada did say that in his youth he took part in a play about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, but Prabhupada said that he played the part of Advaita Acharya, so I don't know what this is about. Playing a physician in a children's play. Please close that door so it doesn't bang. Now, Avadhut Rai and others, it seems, seem to have concluded that this Srila, these two apparently contradictory points, that Prabhupada is a pure devotee directly from the spiritual world, and then again there's his own stating that an astrologer said he was a physician in a previous life. These apparently contradictory points could be reconciled by considering the case of Drona and Tara, who were the parents of the Supreme Lord in his form as Prishni Garbha, and again they came as Kashyap and Aditi when Krishna advented as Vamanadeva, and then again as Vasudeva and Devaki when Krishna appeared as the original personality, as himself, the original personality of Godhead. So Vasudeva and Devaki, the eternal associates of the Lord. It's not that they have to take birth again and again in this world, but Drona and Dhara are understood to be expansions of Vasudeva and Devaki. So is this physician birth that Srila Prabhupada may have taken, I mean he mentioned it at least twice, so Srila Prabhupada himself gave credence to that. Could it be considered in the same category? Maybe. Of course, Drona and Dhara, they had an important service to perform by playing the role of the parents of the Supreme Lord. We don't know what important role in the Lord's pastimes Srila Prabhupada played as a physician. I don't know. That's my answer. It's a complex subject. It's difficult to understand. Srila Prabhupada didn't like devotees inquiring too much about such things. When he was asked about his position in Krishna Leela or his relationship with his spiritual master, he actually didn't like devotees asking like this. Why? That again I don't understand. But for some reason Prabhupada considered that very private and personal. So, having discussed that point a little bit, I'll just conclude that I don't know, it's not the most important thing. The most important thing we have to know is that Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee from the spiritual world and we have to follow his instructions. And I guess this kind of question will come up and different people can speculate on it in different ways, but it's going to be very difficult to come up with any conclusion about that unless someone is accepted by others in the role of an acharya and he gives he says definitely it's like this, and then others accept him, but then again others may disagree. So I'd actually never thought of this before. I don't get too bothered by this kind of thing. There are some things which, you know, we can't clearly understand it. It may not be the most important thing for us to understand. The most important thing for us to understand is to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Anyway, it's nice that devotees are thinking deeply about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.